The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos. We've even got Marie Early in studio today and a very special guest, Jaco Buin. So good to have you back. My gosh, it's been, what, 6 years since you were in here last?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years, and it's great to be back, and it's great to be in a studio with a bunch of strong women.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Ooh. Woo.
Women power.
I love that. You know, you're one of the few men that I know personally that truly, truly respects women and what they bring to the table and how important they are in this world.
No doubt. Look, I'm madly passionate about liberating women, because I really believe if we can and we do liberate women, 80% of societal issues go away.
Absolutely.
If we give women power. Yeah, women
Absolutely.
Need power. Right?
Yeah, I and it's funny because right before we went live, I saw this headline: Saudi Arabia agrees to let women drive, and I'm like, we have allow us to drive? It's like I want to scream at the top of my lungs when I read stuff like that.
Yeah, it's 2018, and you got MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, who's shaking up the Middle East, and I'm fortunate enough to go in about a month or so and go speak there on this issue, liberating women in Saudi. And it's amazing that this first woman in Saudi who got her driver's license, she was the first ever, and it was a big deal. But it's ridiculous, actually.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous that it's taken this long. And it's a big deal. Women can drive. I mean, and you know, back then they wouldn't educate girls over the age of 8, et cetera.
Right.
So you
A woman couldn't even get a loan in America without a man's signature, 40 years ago?
No, but you understand, I was raised by a single mom, so I live by this rule. If you ask me today, can a woman, I don't care what you put in, the answer for me is yes. Can a woman fix a car? Can a woman raise a family? Can a woman build a building? The answer is yes, because I saw it. Because we were abandoned by my dad. If you ask me today, can a man, I say, I don't know.
Wow. Is your mom still alive?
She's amazing. She's a rock star.
Oh, gosh.
She's
I would love to meet her. I would.
Yeah.
And for people just now joining us, I got so excited to have you on the air that I haven't told anybody who you are and what
it
you've done.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does. It does matter because, you know, you've done you've done really amazing things. So, Jaco Buin is that, am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Jaco?
We're going to fly with it.
Okay. How do you pronounce it?
Jaco Buin.
Oh, Jaco
Buin.
Buin. Jaco Buin.
Yeah,
okay. Jaco Buin.
This is English 101 today, guys. Welcome.
Okay. So you're a native of South Africa, and you're an American citizen.
Yeah.
You have a vast entertainment background with over 25 years of experience stretching across continents and cultures within the industry, leading him to start After Eden Pictures, which is a film production studio, where he serves as the president and CEO, as the oldest brother of a sister who is a sex trafficking survivor. Jaco turned abolitionist and produced and directed a feature film called 8 Days. We talked about this I think before it was even released.
Yeah,
we were introduced to you by Kip Watson. So you and your wife wrote this film and directed and produced this film inspired by actual events of sex trafficking within the United States. And you have also launched red carpet events to screen the film, bring awareness and donate proceeds to local anti-trafficking organizations within the USA, South Africa, Europe, and the Dominican Republic. Children were rescued, brothels were shut down, and Jaco became a trusted voice in the anti-sex trafficking community and a voice to liberate women worldwide. He actively fights against child sex trafficking in the United States and globally, giving aid and linking with agencies such as the TSA, that's the Transportation Security Agency, the FBI, police departments, the CIA, the ICE, and Homeland Security, SRT. Okay, so, and you reside in Dallas, Texas, with this lovely wife who I've met before, Philippa, and their two daughters. And so, do you want to talk? Maybe you're going to be on for the first half of the show, and then Philippa is going to call in.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't know if you know this, but when we made that, we were way ahead of time of people understanding what sex trafficking really is. So,
oh,
so it was
yeah.
early, but this was the first radio show we did after
Aww.
Making the movie. And so much has happened. So thanks to you and thanks to the listeners of this amazing channel. We've been around the world, 56 countries. And look, we give God the glory. He's because he cares about the voiceless, and so should we. You know, we
Absolutely.
Should care about those who don't have a voice. And unfortunately, most of the time, it's women.
It is.
Who are not given a voice. Now, boys, men, of course, as well, but predominantly around the world's women.
Women and
voice
animals.
Is robbed, right? And of course,
animals.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I have such a passion for animals, because they're voiceless as well as children.
Yeah.
And this is a huge, huge subject that we're broaching today. It really is.
So sex trafficking, if we can just be clear here, when we talk about, we throw out the term human trafficking, and then for some reason it gets bundled with labor trafficking, which is part of the problem. Because the laws in the United States was written for labor trafficking, so the sex traffickers actually have a loophole. Because labor trafficking is looser, it's easier to get away with, you get slapped on the wrist,
right.
It's 30 days, etc. So you traffic human beings. It's looked at labor trafficking a lot of the time, but it's not. We're talking about sexual exploitation of minors under 18. In the U.S., the average age is 12. We're talking about a 12-year-old girl, boy, being forced to have sex 20, 24 times a day.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Against her will. It's disgusting. It's sick. It's demonic.
It is demonic. Absolutely.
But it's rampant, and it's become a white-collar crime.
I know. That's what's so crazy. Okay, so I'm having trouble. I put my note somewhere, but I'm just going to put this out there. As I was meditating about this morning in preparation for the show and, you know, thinking, what's the connection here? What do we need to know about this? I feel, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me, that the connection is the proliferation of pornography at the very top of that list.
100%. So let's jump to something people can relate to. Let's take drugs. Nobody starts with heroin.
Right.
You know, start with heroin.
Yeah.
You start with a mild drug. It's a cigarette. It's an opioid.
Alcohol.
Okay, it's alcohol. All of a sudden, it doesn't do the job that it used to do for you. Then you go heavier and you go stronger. It's the same. You track sexual exploitation in men buying children for sex. Youngest child we've rescued is 2.
I heard that.
Okay?
Can you imagine?
How sick do you need to be?
I know.
How sick do you need to be, right? So very, very, very sick. But
that's a baby.
That guy did not start there. He started with porn. It 100% it's about degrading the woman's body,
mm-hmm.
right? Female body as a sexual object. Glorifying it in the media and the press and in society, glorifying the woman's body as an object, by thereby stripping her value, stripping her worth, her intelligence, what it is. So
mm-hmm.
she's here for pleasure
right.
of others. And then the hook is in. Now you got 12-year-old boys hooked on porn, 8-year-old boys hooked on porn. Where's that guy going when that vice doesn't serve anymore when he's 18, 19? Then the next thing is date rape. This is the sequence.
Oh, yes,
so
absolutely.
It's date rape, right? Or a roofie on couch. You go look at the statistics of U.S. college campuses of rape. It's out of control.
Yeah.
Out of control.
I know two young girls personally, very close to me, that has both happened to them at the University of Oklahoma, in Norman, Oklahoma.
Look, in no race, gender, social class, this thing, nobody's immune to this.
Yeah.
So, and then the next thing is, okay, now I got to pay for sex. And then it becomes, well, it's got to be forceful. Look, I'm talking real, right? Because this is what I do. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat anything. And then it has to be against her will, and it has to be by force. And then the next step is it's youth.
Yeah.
Then it's not cool anymore with a 30 or a 40-year-old. Now it goes to, and look, I'm just telling you, then they all want to go and the fantasy of, hey, buy a virgin. That's what it then becomes. Now, where do you go? You go to age 12. And unfortunately, in the United States, it's a daylight crime. It's a white-collar crime. You don't have to kidnap anymore.
Right.
Okay?
At all.
This kids go home at night because the human brain is a computer. And there's five women in this room with me. A woman is such an intricate, look, you give life.
Right.
No kid can grow inside me. I contribute a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? But my wife had a cat. You're such an interesting organism. But when you emotionally bruise a woman, it's
devastating.
It's dramatically devastating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you can reprogram a woman. You can reprogram her to what she thinks of herself, what love is, what acceptance is, what she needs. And these guys are master. They can teach. They run circles around the FBI.
Yeah.
They
how
are
does
profilers.
That happen? I was thinking last night, like, why can't we shut this down as a society? Do you remember the last time you were on, you got out your laptop, and within a matter of 2 minutes, live on the air, maybe less, you could go and meet with, like, a 10-year-old girl. I forget what it was.
I was here in the studio.
He was here in the
and
studio.
And within 90 seconds, I had 10 girls in a 15-mile radius under the age of 18 that was being sold. Daylight. I was here. I did it live on the air.
Yes, yes.
And that was through Backpage.com back then. Now, look, hey, we had a guy, let's not call his name. He was in front of Congress recently, and you all use his service to communicate with your friends. They filter, they block. They advertise on – it's blatant. This is not in some seedy motel. This is not a red light district thing anymore. It's open, but we can't shut it down. And we're about to, and I'm about to dial this thing up to level 15 here, but it's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Because when you drop that guillotine – that sword, it's going to cut in places where people don't want to know because it goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. Well,
it goes to the suits. It goes to the lawmakers. It goes to the police chiefs, school principals, because you cannot tell me, okay, I am a U.S. citizen, but trust me, if I was the governor of a state, there's no way in Hades that I would allow my state to be on the top 10 list of child sex trafficking on the planet. Yet, the top 20 cities in the world frequently are U.S. cities.
Right.
So I don't care what your excuse is. You're a mayor. You're a governor. Clean up your act.
Yeah.
Get it done. Shut it down. And the way you shut it down, one way, you prosecute, demand. You go after the buyer. You can go after the pimp all you – it's like an evil dictator in the Middle East. You remove him, another one pops up. You remove a pimp, another one pops up because it's lucrative financially.
Yes, absolutely.
Go after the buyer. Let's start slapping some 30-year sentences on a guy who's forcing a 12-year-old for sex.
Well, I'm not even that nice. I think they should get the death penalty. And I don't even – because
– you know what I believe in? If you don't know how to use it, you lose it, right?
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
So let's cut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I said that last night.
Yeah.
I think I did. Over the dinner table when I was preparing for the show, they need their penis cut off. They need their testicles taken off. I don't care if they pee out of a little plastic straw that comes out of their body.
What happens when you are a reckless driver?
Yeah.
Take
and
your
publicly,
driver's license. But you can rape a child and you're going to keep
and
your
you're
tools?
Gonna, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Amen, brother. Absolutely.
I love it.
And I say publicly, too.
Yeah.
I've let everybody out there that
40,
thinks it's okay see
you'll
it.
You'll do 40 of them.
Yeah,
No, but listen, the Nordic model, there's a model, right? In Switzerland, they have successfully stopped child sex trafficking. Done. Because the death penalty came in, life sentencing. And it was non-negotiable, and they went after the buyer. You can, but your lawmakers who are in on it would have to be exposed. So it's time to drop the guillotine and cut this thing to where it needs to go.
Well, you know what? We're going to a short break. I'm cutting all the commercials, so we just have to go station identification. When we come back, we're going right back into it, everyone.
Love the
this
station.
This is something America needs to change and talk about and fix. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging, swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter. Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got my woman team in here with me, Lexi, Avi, and Marie, and I've got Yako Bowens in studio with me. He is an amazing advocate to shut down sex trafficking in the world, and is doing everything that he can. He is the director and creator of the film 8 Days, and has an incredible amount of education on this subject and an incredible amount of passion. So great to have you in studio.
Thank
Go
you,
to Yako Bowens. Yako Bowens, I'm going to say.
That's right. I like it. It's giving me a little French flair. Right? A little French.
Ooh la la.
So it's JACOBOOYENS.com. And we're going to put out on all of our social media. Everyone needs to get involved so that we can shut human trafficking down. This is absolutely not good. It has to stop immediately. There are children's lives in the balance, and they're being destroyed by lust. And like you said, it's demonic what is going on with these children.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is lust, and it's self-satisfaction at the expense of a child, right? And so it's, but society needs to wake up. And for the listener today, when you go, it's a heavy topic you don't want to hear, you have to hear. If you don't have children, you live in a community, there's children in your community. I want parents to go to their high school principal and bug the daylight out of this guy saying, are you talking about sex trafficking? Are you educating? Because they're teaching 8-year-olds what sex is. They're teaching 8-year-olds now how to put a condom on a cucumber in school, mm-hmm. public school, right? If you can teach a kid what sex is at 8, then teach them, the girls, hey, there's a wolf out there
right.
prowling, and this is what it looks like. And to everybody, we were talking earlier, and why not? Let's call it out. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, step up, buddy.
Yep.
It's public call out. Step up, buddy. You've got more data and more information, and 80% of the people that are being profiled through Facebook.
Right.
These trawlers, these wolves are trawling Facebook, and they're gathering information. If Facebook would send out a simple message to every single kid under the age of 18, say, hey, please be careful on what you post. Please don't talk about personal issues. Please don't post your address, your family name, mm-hmm. your membership. Please don't whine about spill your heart on Facebook, because there is a danger out there. They're looking for you.
Right.
So let's see if Facebook steps up, but they won't.
Yeah.
You know, I would love for them to. They can actually contribute to a solution. They're part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're part of the problem, right?
Right.
There's a platform, and I'm going to say,
have that kind of power and not do something to help these poor children?
They didn't design the platform for this. The platform's being abused, but they know the platform. It took us 4.5 years to shut down Backpage.com.
Right.
Craigslist is still not shut down. Human beings are being sold. We talked about slavery. This is taking people don't understand.
Yeah.
Slavery is alive and well, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but it's just different.
Right.
We're now selling our kids. This country is okay with saying, hey, listen, it's too difficult. It's see no evil, hear no evil. So don't tell me. I literally have people that tell me, don't tell me about it, because if I know, I won't sleep. Okay,
something needs to happen. I was thinking this morning, what can I do? I'm going to get proactive about this. I'm going to go hang out at these seedy motels when I have spare time and watch and see if they're bringing young girls in, and call the police and do what I can do as a citizen of this community to shut this. It's hard not to curse.
No.
This down.
The police departments do the best they can, right? They're not, and rightfully so. They are trained in police academy. They know what prostitution looks like.
Okay, so what is the difference between prostitution and sex trafficking?
Huge.
Because a lot of people say, this has been going on forever. No, it hasn't.
Yeah, a huge difference. And this whole issue of, hey, let's legalize prostitution, we can talk about that for a second.
Well,
what that does to the minors, it actually declares open season. It
wow.
actually takes the little boundaries that there are today,
right?
It takes the handcuffs off. But here's the difference. Prostitution, so it says, the law, over 18, okay, and a woman that willingly submits herself to this. Let me tell you something. A woman may resort to doing something like this, but there's no woman on the face of the earth that wants to willingly be abused by men.
Absolutely.
In any shape or form. She may have been abused by a father,
right.
which at that time, she got reprogrammed to, this is what love is,
mm-hmm.
or this is the fullness of my worth,
right?
Or this is the only way. We had a mom last week. A friend of mine helped a mom change the tire to the side of the road in Dallas, Texas, in an affluent community. Guy stops, 3 kids on the side of the road, changes the tire. This is a fact. This is 3 days ago. Right up here. Okay, I'm pointing. You know where
mm-hmm.
I am. Changes the tire.
We're in North
the
Dallas.
The 7-year-old girl looks at my friend, business partner of mine, and says, is my mommy going to give you a blowjob because you changed the tire?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
7
God.
Years old.
Wow.
He looks at the kid and he says,
whoa.
He says, darling, no, your mommy is not. And your mommy shouldn't do that for anybody. And he looks at the woman and he said, ma'am, I want you to know you've got more worth than that. You've got more dignity. Now, that 7-year-old
wow.
either has done it, has seen it for sure, because she knows what it is, right?
Right, right.
That kid now is a prime target.
Right.
Because that kid now has been turned off.
Yeah. And
mentally,
conditioned. Yeah.
She's been conditioned. She's been programmed.
I think that's normal.
And that's in average daylight today.
Wow.
Do you know how many American families sell their own kids for sex? Okay. 12-year-old boy, 7 months ago, get the boy in safe environment. Safe environment. We're questioning the boy. We say, hey, what are you doing on Monday? We do this. Tuesday, what do you play? What's your friend's name? Hey, what are you doing Friday? Oh, Fridays we do sex. 12 years old. Like it's
what?
Nothing. He's 12. And he said, but my sister does sex too. She's 6.
Oh, my God.
Dad and mom, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, friends come over. $20 a pop.
Oh, my God.
That's the price. It's between $20 and $35.
That's disgusting.
That's what America has now decided the value of a child is. Because a kid that is sex trafficked at home or kidnapped or whatever, 7-year lifespan maximum.
Ugh. Okay? My gosh.
Right. This is where we are today. And as long as society says, nah, it's not true, it's not only true, it runs all the way to the top. This thing is deep in Washington, okay? All the Pizzagate stuff you've heard and you go, oh, it can't be. It is. It is. Kids are being sold for sex. Kids are being bred for sex today in America.
That is disgusting.
Do you know the birth rate in the United States has spiked over 1,000% for where kids are now being birthed undocumented to literally breed kids so that you can sell them?
Wow.
So the kid is natural birth. The kid is not on the record.
Yeah.
Literally, this is how twisted and sick it is. Recently, what was that show? They'll come to me in a second. Two actresses from Smallville.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Smallville. Two actresses from Smallville, right? The Superman show, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? Lana is the one character, whatever. In a ring, literally convince women to have children, undocumented, take the kids, breed them to sell them for sex. Now, those two girls were arrested in Canada. Because nobody in the U.S. would slap their wrist.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So let the socialists in Canada arrest them, because right. In the U.S. we can't clean up our act.
Yeah. How embarrassing is a country? Greed is at the root of it. Greed is at the root of all things evil. It really is. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate you jumping on the air with us today. You have that mic anytime you want.
Thank you. You ladies are amazing. Aviana, Lexi, Bernadette, thank you. God bless you. And you're warriors. I told you last time
we are warriors. Warriors. Okay? I feel like a warrior.
And you're amazing. And for all the women listening, you are more valuable and you have more worth. And those who don't treat you that way, do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And your wife, Felipa.
I married up, way up, right?
She's wonderful.
She's amazing.
And she's calling in, right?
Yeah, she's calling in.
Awesome. And we're going to talk a lot about this.
A lot more composed.
Yeah.
And steady.
Well, you know what? That's I'm the same way. My passion drives me and other people very crazy sometimes. So
listen, thank you, ladies.
All right.
Appreciate you so
everyone,
much.
Everyone, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in. I want to keep you here, but I know you've got like this incredibly important meeting. I won't say with
you. I'm going to be back if you'll let me back.
Oh, absolutely. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. More coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com. It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi, Avi, and Marie all in studio with me, and I have Philippa Bouyans on the line with me. She is the creative director of the movie 8 Days, and we're still I don't know what you were spinning around here in the studio, Philippa.
Your husband is amazing.
If you ever get tired of him, let us know. That's what Lexi said. I doubt that'll ever happen, though. Welcome to One Life Radio. Such a pleasure to. And we met 6 years ago as well. I'm so good to have you on the line. And you know, for
Thanks
people
for
that are,
that.
Yeah, it's so. I'm just hearing what I just heard. All the stuff that your husband shared with us and all of his knowledge, I'm still just kind of, my head is spinning from it. But you as a creative director of After Eden Pictures, and you grew up in the entertainment industry as well as an accomplished model and actress. You've also worked as a talent scout, coach, instructor, agent, casting director, web designer. You are an author and a screenwriter of 8 Days, and also the film I Am Not Ashamed, with several more films set for production. The film 8 Days is such an important film, And I just want people to understand a little more about this. So thank you so much for jumping on and continuing this conversation with us. So is human trafficking the same as slavery?
You know, when we met the one of the directors for Homeland Security investigation that helped rewrite some of my scenes involving their officers, he told us that he hates the term trafficking. He says that's a misrepresentation because it makes you think that people are crossing borders and traveling, and they are.
Right.
But this does happen a lot within homes, within schools. Like, I know recently there's been several busts in Highland Park type of areas, again, with within homes, houses. Yeah. So,
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Who is at risk of becoming a victim of human trafficking? Because in my mind, it could be anyone.
Yeah, it definitely could be. And that's a scary thing. I will say that they do target people with history of abuse. Those people tend to be softer targets. They will target people that no one is looking for, which is also very scary and very sad. So the foster system is very much under siege there. And unfortunately, illegal immigration is just like a breeding ground for victims.
Right.
For these people to become victims. And it's, but really anyone, a lot of these pimps, there's different types of pimps. A gorilla pimp is very aggressive. But there's Romeo pimps that will pretend to be boyfriends, and they're very dangerous, I think, because they tend to woo these girls and this older boyfriend who's taking care of me and he's giving me things, and they really kind of steal away these girls quietly. There's not a lot of as much direct kidnapping, which is what we focused on. Our main character in 8 Days was the kidnapping victim.
Right.
But the other girls were more like Romeo pimp or sold, the other girl was sold by her family.
Yeah, so. And the movie 8 Days is it's the just the trailer alone is so eye-opening, you know, and I mean, it could happen to any little girl. I thought of my own little girl at 14. She, you know, the movie's about after sneaking to a party with her friends, 16-year-old Amber Stevens goes missing, forced into the world of sex trafficking. Her family and community fight to get her back, and this movie is inspired by actual events, and so and she was, how long did it take to rescue this girl? How long did it take?
Well, we took a lot of different girls' stories into this one because we found the same kind of themes around the U.S. We picked 8 days because statistically speaking, after 8 days, it's nearly impossible to find someone.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's why we picked that number. But we thought it was so important because at the time, they were doing some documentaries, but nobody was really seeing what this looks like. I think it's very easy to disassociate. We don't want to see it. It's hard to look at. But I think we need to. We need to know what this looks like. That's why this film was really made for kids and parents to be aware, to see what this looks like. It's very good for that.
Does Yako, I was apprehensive to ask him about what happened to his sister. Does he speak openly about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And she actually speaks very openly as well. She's got a ministry called Alonka Ministries, and she works heavily with abuse victims, so which is absolutely amazing. This was South Africa, and he's the older brother, but she had a record deal in South Africa, and her manager actually trafficked her while they were traveling around.
Oh my gosh.
And she was started at 12 and it went on for years until they really left for the United States. So, but she didn't tell. And that's so like the mother would be outside in the stands and things would be happening and she couldn't tell because the guy was threatening her family's life. And so really awful thing she had to carry. She carried for years before she was able to talk about. But now she's using her story to help so many new women, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and you guys live here in Dallas. I want you to come in studio sometime too to talk about, you know, what you're doing and the changes that you're helping to initiate worldwide, but starting right here in Dallas, Texas, our own backyard. What's the number one thing that you want people out there listening to understand about human trafficking or slavery, I should say?
Well, you know, we screened this film at a Studio Movie Grill Festival, I think a year ago, and we had police officers and social workers speak with us after the film. And afterwards, I had a young guy come up to me. I think he was in his mid-20s, and he comes up to me and he says, I had no idea I was part of the problem. And I think we might have to, we're working on some future projects to bring more awareness to this, but mm-hmm. I really want to address why this is a problem.
And why
we are...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're creating demand. I don't know if Yaku talked to you about this.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Keep going. In fact, yeah. You know what? We're going to go to break, and we're going to continue on. And I want you to, you know, embellish on what you were just saying. And I want to ask you a question. We'll lighten it up a little bit. We're all going to comment. On the cover of Vogue magazine, it says that put a ring on him, the new rules of engagement, and whether or not women should ask a man to marry them instead of wait around for him to pop the question with her. I thought it might be a nice way to end the show, and you can join us. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. More with Philippa Bowens right after the break.
Got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Bell Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have all my girls in studio today, Marie Early, Lexi Brinkley and Aviana Berrientos, and we have Felipa Boyens on the line continuing on with us. She is Yako's wife and a wonderful creative woman. She is the creative director of After Eden Pictures, which directed and produced the film 8 Days, which is about sex trafficking, sex slavery in this country, and what a huge problem it is. It is destroying the very structure of this country. That and pornography, in my opinion, is very, very destructive, especially for women. And Felipa, right before we went to break, you were talking about greed. And so I want to ask you, what role does society play in the proliferation of sex trafficking? You spoke of greed. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, porn creates demand, and it's a huge industry full of greed that feeds on the objectification of human beings. And anytime you objectify someone, you can do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away all of our human rights when we do that. And it is for greed. It is for, it's just so selfish and greedy. But it's really part of the problem. I think it's the source, the creation for this demand, because until that's dealt with, we're going to keep having this need for victims. I watched this, the Disney, they had in Polk County, they had a bust for a lot of men that worked around the Disney area. And these guys had prior convictions, but they were only in prison a year.
Mm-hmm.
Why are these guys being let go? I have no idea.
I want to say something so bad right now, but it's so controversial. Well, I'll just say this. When you have leaders in this country that it's okay if they grab a woman by the you know what and are still held in high esteem by anyone, in my opinion, or it's okay, boys will be boys and all of that shenanigans, you have a real societal problem, in my opinion.
We definitely have a societal problem, and I think it affects everything. It affects how we look at people in different socioeconomic areas, racially. Like, we don't look at the person next to us and see their value and see their worth, and it's caused massive problems.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't even know what to say about this. Would you want to ask a question? Marie's over there acting like she wants to ask a question. Speak on it, Marie. Come on, give us your voice.
I was just wondering what your opinion is on how we can change this, because it is a pattern, and Yaki was talking about how it's children are being bred. Well, that's all they know. How do we change their thinking once they're rescued? Or, you know, how do we change the thinking of these men? Or what is your idea of how this will change?
I think a lot of it is in education. People have to care, which is what we really focused on in 8 days, is I want you to care. But people need to be educated too. There's a great ministry in Dallas, and a guy runs it, and he's heavily focused on men and getting them to understand, look, like, this is a human being, this is what you're doing. He said it takes a while mm-hmm. for them to really get it and mm-hmm. to understand, but we have to affect all areas of culture. It's scary to me when I look at Instagram and YouTube and to see all these girls that are promoted so much and followed that are posting nude photos of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They're barely covered up.
And yeah.
That's part of the problem.
It is part of the problem. And you see it all the time. It's like, I'm really sick of it. Like on Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, all of it. It's like, we have become a society of selfie narcissists promoting sex. I'm not a prude. I'm really not. I'm actually, you know, not at all when it comes to that. But in the context of a healthy relationship. And I just think women are part of the problem too. They're putting too much of themselves out there, you know, pandering to these men that they think that's going to get them, you know, what they want, which is ultimately happiness and a healthy relationship. It's not, right?
Right. And I think that's what entertainment and what media has kind of sold us right now. For guys, this is being a man, and all men watch this, and it doesn't hurt anybody, or go to strip clubs, that's, you know, whatever. And girls are getting sold the same thing too, and we have to educate what is healthy, how do we value ourselves, what are the consequences, what is this doing? Because I have so many people that'll come to me and they just don't understand. Like one guy said, well, if we make prostitution legal, then that gets rid of the abusive pimp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that gives them legal right to, they'll be doing this more and more and more.
Right.
They just don't understand how things work. It's a lack of education.
Well, it is. And I also think that when you, oh gosh, there's a story I want to tell, but I don't know if I can tell it quickly and without, you know, anybody knowing who I'm talking about. So I was in this place just last week. And this girl, and I was reading Vogue magazine, which I was talking about, put a ring on him, the new rules of engagement. And I said, wow, that's interesting. And so I was reading the story, and this young girl, 27 years old, said to me, well, men and women are not equal. And I was like, what did you just say? I'm like, oh my gosh, you did not just say that. She's like, well, I want a man to, you know, pay for my meal when we go out and things like that. And I just don't think that a lot of women understand that being a strong woman doesn't mean that you can't be a romantic woman. You still can be strong and pay for your own dinner. And I don't know, it just like blew my mind when I heard her say that. But I think there is a connection between women thinking that, I don't know, that they give men too much power or something. I don't understand it.
I think we totally do. But at the same time, I'm like, if he's not going to propose to you, why do you want him?
Right. Right. It's just, it's interesting to talk about though, because I mean, you know, the woman in this article is very accomplished. She and her husband, they did end up getting married, and it's just kind of interesting because she was a very strong woman, very well educated. It's in Vogue magazine. It's like I said, it's put a ring on him, the new rules of engagement. I personally couldn't picture myself doing that. I don't even know why. And I'm still digging into my own head trying to figure out why. But I think we all need to ask ourselves a lot of really hard questions about defining what it is to be a woman, what it is to be a man. And that includes treating women with respect and not, you know, watching pornography, not going to strip clubs, and knowing that those women are probably abused behind the scenes. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're out of time. So I'm sorry, but it was so good to talk with you, Philippa. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. And you guys, anytime you need some, you need a medium to get the voice to get the information out there, just let us know. We're happy to help out.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. You know what? Wow, what a show. I'm going to give a quick shout out to our sponsors that bring this great content to you because they care about the world. Sun Warrior, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.